Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anthony Frieda, one of my favorite. I mean, I've got to say he's probably the most talented, prolific, anti-New World Order, pro-liberty artist out there. One of the top ones. I just really like his style. He's going to be in studio with us. Obviously, we're a radio show. 90%+ of our audience is radio. There are folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. There's folks watching later on YouTube, other platforms. But we're mainly a terrestrial radio. So we'll spend a little bit of time on his art, but get into his mind politically. Smart guy. Does a lot of work for us, a lot of work for Gerald Celente, and so he's going to be joining us. And I know he's a listener because I can say something one day, and then like the next day, see him do a piece of art that I can tell I'm influencing him. I just shook his hand, never really talked to him. He's back there in the coffee room, so I'll ask him, am I influencing you? Because or maybe we're thinking the exact same thing some days. But I'll say something, one of my weird analogies, and then it's like, boom, Anthony Frieda, like, boom, you know, makes it come into life there. So very exciting. And down the road, I'm going to launch the InfoWars art operation, because art is a weapon against tyranny, and I hope to carry his stuff. But that's if everything doesn't collapse and go into martial law. I mean, I'm at the point now where it's kind of makes you not worry about anything. It's like, by the fact, notice you won't see any third-party advertising now on InfoWars or on my radio show unless it's the network's ads. I just am so tired of having to vet every sponsor and make sure I'm morally bringing people the very best stuff. Even good sponsors I've had for 10 years, we're calling them and saying, we're not taking any advertising right now. We're just going to try to fund ourselves with PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and with products and water filters and things. And I've just gotten to the point in my life where even in personal relationships, it's over, you know. It's like somebody... Something goes on, just I'm done. And instead of being Mr. Nice Guy about everything, I am just done. And then I'm going to a higher moral level as well, just because why? I mean, why are we going to try to be a good person? Why do 90%? Why not go 100%? Let's go ahead and talk to the only sponsor we have is My Patriot Supply now. People see no sponsors. Most radio shows want sponsors. I said, I'm done with all the sponsors for now. Let's talk, nothing against them all. It's just that messing with it, fiddling with it. I want to be able to develop proper advertising and re-roll it out in the future. Let's talk to George in New York. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I was listening to a radio show about a month ago, October 15th, actually, on Gary Knoll's show, which is a friend of your health ranger. He had Karen Hudis on there. You must get her on. She was part of the legal department of the World Bank. And she's
we've had her on the nightly news and the radio show.
Oh, you have? I must have missed it then, because she's absolutely fantastic. They're going to shoot that woman. She's blown the wood off everything.
Well, I hear you. Your phone's a little overdriven, to put it lightly, but it's interesting points you're making. What do you make of... the Obamacare author admitting it's meant to destroy health care? I mean, there should be treason charges right now. I mean, this is the criminal wrecking of our system. Go ahead.
Well, I'm totally against everything that's going on in this thing. I just can't understand people buying into this. But at least you see the polls. You can see that people are finally waking up, that this is a total takedown of the entire government that works. So that they basically say nothing works and then say, look, we'll just give you a dictatorship instead. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, I just don't understand why people don't wake up faster, though.
I hear you, brother. It's totally insane. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with Anthony Frieda here in studio with us, and then we're going to talk to Tony and Corey and Lewis and Gene and others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm just going to run through scores of headlines with Anthony Frieda in studio. And get his take on those and take your phone calls. So he's going to be in studio right now on the other side of this break. I'm Alex Jones. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. The news websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And please spread the message, because it is a weapon.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation
Rahm's brother,
intentionally trying
Ezekiel
to get people
says,
out of
you
the
bet.
Individual market.
Look,
they want the people to go into the exchange.
Our plans get rid
because
of it.
There's a lot of people in the individual market.
Cloud
the
and
point
Pippen.
Of the exchanges is to close down the
Treason.
Individual insurance market
the
over time.
Insurance company,
they wanted
second.
To move
insurance
millions of people into the exchanges.
Insurance companies
it was
intentional. Don't insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's not
why,
what the president
wait,
said.
Let me finish.
So there you go.
Want a serious crisis to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
That's his brother. And you can find the full clip online from the Wall Street Journal. Where he goes on to say we use these crises. Yeah, so you manufacture them. This is a criminal conspiracy, just like Fast and Furious. CBS News got the documents. As we told you, we had our DEA source, who they came to his house and arrested him for 5 shotguns he had. He'd gotten a divorce. He was a school teacher, retired DEA, retired Vietnam veteran. He'd gotten out of the DEA because of corruption in there, Sully Castile. came on our show 8 years ago and said they're arming Los Zetas, they're going to have a civil war down there, and it started 2 years after he said it, and it's like something like 70,000 dead Mexicans. More people die there a year than U.S. troops would die a year in Vietnam, folks. And our criminal narcotics trafficking government runs it. And it's an example of how they create the crises fast and furious. We knew they were shipping guns down there. Selly just didn't know the name of it. Because when he started talking about Obama a few years ago, that's when they came to his house and said, you were selling your shotguns at the gun show. And he said, yeah, I'm selling most of my guns. I live in a trailer. I'm broke. I lost everything in a divorce. And they literally arrested him, had a kangaroo jury, send him to prison for, what was it, 2 or 3 years for selling guns. Because he exposed the ATF and Fast and Furious, but didn't even know the name of it. Now, I'm telling you, folks, this is what we're talking about. And now the NSA is telling artists that make fun of the NSA that they're going to arrest them and charge them with copyright and all this stuff. And so the artist is suing them. That's up on DrudgeReport.com. We covered it last Friday. Now CBS is covering it today, and Drudge is making it his top story. And it is the top story. It should be, because he's fighting back. And now everybody can see the NSA, the only part of government that actually listens. Now, again, folks, if there wasn't power in lampooning this, and under the First Amendment, it's totally protected to sell T-shirts with a parody of the NSA or the TSA. They tried to threaten to arrest people wearing our shirts, criticizing the TSA. Well, you know what? We're coming out with more TSA shirts and more NSA shirts, and I'm going to have a $10,000 film festival that I'm announcing tomorrow that will run into January. So we have about a month and a half to get it done. And the first week of January, we will announce the $10,000 winner. But the real winner is all of us resisting, because you'll have hundreds of great videos put out that millions of people see, lampooning the NSA, lampooning the TSA, which the TSA threatens to arrest you if you laugh at them. That's 2-week-old news now. They have announcements. Talk about Orwellian. We're going to throw it back in their face. And will my act of resistance or your act of resistance defeat them? No. But together, not laying down, that will. That's why they want to tell you you have no power. That's why they want to tell you you're pathetic. Because once you decide that, or once you decide you're bad and you're worthless because you've had death education in the schools and taught how horrible humans are, once you then curl up and die, they can inherit the world. Well, that's not going to happen. The sleeping giant that is free humanity is awakening. And just like when Admiral Yamamoto, under orders, attacked Pearl Harbor, even though he recommended against it, he sent back a communique to the general staff saying, I feel we have only awakened a sleeping giant to terrible purpose. And if you decide to wake up, and I don't mean just wake up to what's happening, wake up that you have power. Wake up that every time you slap an Infowars.com bumper sticker on some globalist operation, every time you speak out, every time I go into CVS or anywhere, I just start preaching about 20% off for flu shots. I shot video of it yesterday. We're going to put it on the YouTube channel. And start educating everybody. And I hope a manager comes over and makes a scene. Because I know that CVS may not know and the manager may not know, but the power structure is giving you 20% off because that stuff gives you the flu on record, doubles your chances of getting it the next year, makes you sick, can kill you, it says in the insert, and I'm there to warn people. I mean, what do you expect me to do? I'm in there buying razors and stuff yesterday, so I'd have some up here at the office when I was driving in Sunday, and I was in there buying razors and shaving cream, and I couldn't find fluoride-free toothpaste or whatever, and so I go up to the front counter, and the guy pushes a flu shot on me. So I start preaching. He goes, wait a minute, you're Alex Jones. I turn my camera and I go, yeah. He goes, my mom loves you. Yeah, I've heard it's bad, but they tell us to push it. And then some lady comes up and starts complaining, so I start talking to her. And then suddenly she wanted to henpeck at me and thought I would just grovel to her. But instead I went, look, I just care about you. Have you read the insert? Oh, whatever, I'm busy. Well, you better be busy enough to stand up for reality. You better decide that this is what's important. And if you don't stand up for transparency and truth, you will be overrun by the most evil elements. Oh, it's incredible. Now, folks, Anthony Frieda joins us here in studio, and he attended Pratt Institute, where he met Francis Leahy, currently the director of the A.J. Dillon Gallery, and close friend ever since. After college, he eventually created his own advertising art studio, Redline Illustrations. I won't go over all of his work, but you've seen it on the cover of the biggest magazines in the country. Rolling Stone, New Yorker, Time Magazine, you name it. And he's done what most artists don't do, AnthonyFrieda.com. Most people I talk to, famous photographers, famous artists, they go, I'm a listener, or I'm aware, you're right, Hollywood, it isn't liberal or conservative, it's libertarian. But these people then kind of play the part of a liberal because they don't ever work again if they don't play ball. And I'll probably ask him since the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, it seems, he's been fighting tyranny. I mean, he was always fighting it before that, but he's really, it almost seems like exclusively doing that now. Has the power structure tried to lash out at you because they ban people's Twitters and Facebooks that criticize Obamacare or show that they've been kicked off their care and gotten a 200% increase? I mean, they want to shut us up. Anthony Frieda, great to have you here, AnthonyFrieda.com. First off, great to meet you in person, but then get into, have you been persecuted or has it been empowering?
Well, it's great to meet you too, Alex, and it has been both. You know, I've probably lost a lot of clients, and I know I've been banned on Facebook on occasion because of some of the content of the imagery that I put up there. And I know a lot of the trendies, as you call them, do not like my my pokes at Obama, but they were very happy when I was taking jabs at the Bush administration. And the thing that is interesting to me is that you've been consistent. You were very critical of the Bush administration. That's one of the things that drew me towards you. And you've been consistent since then with your message of peace and freedom and an anti-war message. And I think I have been too, but the people who were supporting me during the Bush era, who are mainly, you know, the people in my industry who hire illustrators are mostly Democrats and mostly Obama supporters.
Sure, they're the ones that run all the big magazines. So I bet you probably took a big hit not being on. I mean, before I even knew you or saw your political art, I realized I've been seeing it forever, everywhere. I mean, you're like a leading national, international illustrator. And I notice I haven't seen as much of your stuff in the establishment magazines, but you notice their readership's going down. Just as they have become tyrannical, people are leaving them.
That's right, and that's what's interesting, the power of the image. That's what I'm all about. It's the power of the image. I'm trying to translate what you do in verbal form into visual form. That's really what I'm trying to do, spread these messages of peace and freedom and personal liberty and very simple, very powerful, all-American, really, images and ideas. And I don't think of them as subversive because I think that they are the core of what's great about this country. You know, And for some reason, it's got twisted around. Like we're the subversives.
They're making the Navy SEALs take the rattlesnake off their patch they've had for hundreds of years.
Yeah. I don't get it. I was up, I've been in the Hill Country for a couple of days, and I went up to the Salt Lick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing place. But I was up there with some great people, but most of them were, you know, trendies, as you'd call them. And they actually said to me, you sure you want to go on the Alex Jones show? I mean, maybe it'll hurt your reputation. And I said, I don't give a damn about my reputation. I'm proud to be on this show. I'm proud to be here because you're fighting for all Americans' liberties.
Well, thank you for that. But that's all they use is this peer pressure when they've signed on to all this evil, but they don't care because they feel like it's accepted by an establishment media that is the laughing stock of the world. It's like Americans are in this trendy bubble and have no idea that the whole world is marveling at the tyranny right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Like I say, I'm trying to take your ideas and put them in visual form because these memes have power. I mean, you see the Officer Pike who sprayed, pepper sprayed those kids sitting on a sidewalk. That took off, and it became this amazing...
That's like one of the biggest memes of the last decade,
yeah.
You're saying.
Well, that's the power of the image. You know, the power of the image was usually used by the government and by totalitarian states, obviously, throughout history, to promote the state and to demonize their enemy and villainize them to the extent that soldiers would have no problem killing them because they're not human. It was designed to make them subhuman, make them other, make them something that you could easily kill without having, it's not murder now.
And so you're trying to take that propaganda weapon of the state, but reverse it with truth and counter it. Incredible. We're going to break. I want to get more of your political ideas and your process in the studio because it's so amazing. AnthonyFrieda.com is the website. Anthony Frieda's with us. But really, when we come back, I want to ask you, I see myself under any label, the most accurate is a classical liberal, Thomas Jefferson style. I'm a liberal. I'm for freedom. I'm for empowerment. I'm for peace. So are you. These so-called Obama supporters and mainline Republican supporters, they're just in a political game. We'll be right back.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Country, Anthony Frieda is here, and he was visiting friends and family and folks. His wife's from Austin. And you were saying these are UT grads, nice folks, you know, nice people, but they were literally don't go on the Alex Jones show in their own bubble. And that's why I brought that up, because literally Liberty is incredibly popular. All the polls show it. There's an awakening happening. But those still members of the establishment or people that think Obama is the second coming of Christ, they still think, like when they come over to criticize me, I was telling you during the break, 9 out of 10 times folks come over and shake my hand and they're waking up. They're liberal. They're conservative. They're getting outside that paradigm. Just being Americans, being liberty lovers. But the so-called liberals walk over and they will laugh at me. Like it's a public shaming, like it gets to me, and it's like comical. I could have 50 trillion trendies laughing at me. I know I'm right. It's actually fun. But I guess in their mindset, they thought nudging you, controlling you, telling you what to do when you've given up so much money to, you know, do illustrations for Liberty instead of doing them for Time Magazine. But anyways, you're here to talk. I'm ranting. Anthony, talk about that.
No, you're right. I mean, and my reply was, first of all, I believe in free speech. I believe in the First Amendment. You have a platform. You have the right to say whatever you think is your opinion of what's going on in the world. And the fact that they want to deny that from you, that to me is scary. So, you know, you might not agree with everything you say, but, you know, they want to shut you down. That's different. There's a major difference there. And that's what's disturbing to me. It's a big country. We're all entitled to our opinion. And we need to kind of reach out and try to understand what the other person is saying rather than just demonize them and automatically dismiss them or try to censor them. This idea of censorship, the war on whistleblowers, the war on the press. I mean, I've seen it.
Look at how the NSA threatened to arrest the guy that put out a parody T-shirt.
Yeah. I know, and it's a parody is protected, but they don't care. It's obviously authoritarianism, it's tyranny, and these are the things we're trying to strike out against, which are the heart of what this country is about.
And, hey, guys, will you punch up Drudge so I can show folks what we're talking about? Go ahead, Anthony.
And, yeah, that's how I respond to them. I was, you know, I was disturbed by it, and I'm happy to be here, and I love liberty, man, and I'm here to use this platform that I have and use the images I can create to promote ideas of peace and freedom. And that, to me, is paramount.
But think about that. You post on your own Twitter or Facebook your artwork and they delete it or they suspend your account and they do it to us and they do it to everybody. Or you set up a site on Facebook showing your own insurance going up 200% and they say, no, you can't do that. Yeah. I mean, these people are not liberals. We should be in the streets with pitchforks. And I'm not calling for that, but politically we should be. My point is that it's outrageous. This is what we grew up reading about in the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Censorship is anathema to a free society. And it's really something that disturbs me to a great extent, and it's something that I'm fighting against. But the great thing is we can use these platforms that were designed to spy on us and control us and to expose the fact that these platforms are there to, you know, spy on us and control us. That's the power that we have now, which is, to me, I'm trying to exploit that. I'm trying to use that for a message of pure freedom and peace, and that's exciting.
Well, Anthony, people like you are my heroes because your UT friends, you know, telling you don't go on that, it might hurt you financially. Imagine, they don't even have any idea that for many years you were exposing Bush and now Obama, that you have credibility, that you have congruent values that are the bedrock of civilization, and that you've already made sacrifices. They're too ignorant to even know that. They wouldn't even have the intel on what you're doing before they tried to tell you what to do in your life, as if you hadn't already thought about that.
Yeah.
It's just the height of arrogance.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not interested in money. This is a labor of love.
No, I know, but you've already undoubtedly probably lost a lot of big contracts.
Well, we have.
Promoting liberty, and these little guys are threatening you with that as almost like part of the corporate Borg. They get that. They think you're like them. The reason they said don't come on here is because they've already sold themselves out to the product, the lie. They are the product.
Yeah.
They are a pile of BS.
Yeah.
They are full of crap.
Yeah.
They're not men. And I know you say they're nice people. I'd like to talk to them. Say, what the hell's your problem in America? You think it's okay that Obama is saying to arrest people that put out parody T-shirts about having our rights violated? What in the world are we talking about here? I'm not trying to yell here, Anthony. It's just pissing me off, man.
I don't blame you. I'm pissed off, too.
I'd just like to get my hands around the throat of those people. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, what planet? Stay there. We've got an 18-minute segment coming up. You want to talk about the left-right paradigm? We have great conversations during the breaks. I used to have it where I'd go live on PrisonPlanet.tv during the breaks. And folks always thought it was like some secret transmission. We'll be right back from Planet Pop Tart. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words of violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl.
Anthony Frieda is our guest, really a legendary illustrator. I'm just such a fan of his work, and it's so exciting to see all his original ideas put to paper and sometimes see things and analogies I brought up, like dinosaur media, and then he makes it a T-Rex being bombed by a drone that says truth. Just very, very exciting to see his work. We're going to go to your phone calls coming up in about 10 minutes, but I want to shut up since he's here in studio with us and let him actually expound on things. I just get so mad during the breaks when he was telling me what else his friends were telling him about. You might get on a list. They might come after you. But we're not in a tyranny, though. It's just you better watch out. See, they think groveling to the system and denying it or going along with it protects them. No, it destroys them. Or they say it's racist if you don't want open borders. Look at this. Fast food companies grease the skids and lobbying wheels for amnesty. Look at that. Boom. Why do you think they want that? To drive down the wages. I mean, the same big banks are for open borders that were for Obamacare. A total screw job. Let's continue with some of these headlines. Food stamps sold for cash on Twitter, Facebook. There's video of it happening. The feds don't prosecute them. Consumers fed up with early holiday sales. The list goes on and on and on and on. And then meanwhile, the government is trying to stop people making fun of the TSA and the NSA, threatening to arrest you if you do. And we even have that announcement if you're a new listener. Maybe we should queue up the TSA clip, which TSA confirmed. They air it nationwide now. We will arrest you if you criticize us. Also, you see the nation of fear, the jitters. University shut down after man reported with a knife or a gun. Half the time it's a water gun and people panic. Is this land of the free, home of the brave? This is the type of insanity that we are seeing unfold right now. Let's look at Infowars.com and what's up on that site. In the featured news area, neocon Max Boot hates Edward Snowden, and they go into a whole call to demonize Snowden, arrest Snowden. Snowden's a traitor, but the world knows that Snowden's a hero. Doesn't matter if Frieda's acquaintances tell him, you know, he's bad for having free speech or bad for not wanting reporters arrested. They are the shameful people living in fear and groveling to it and living in denial. See, once you sign on to tyranny, you start signing on to more and more because you never want to admit you're wrong, you see. That's how you get the exploits of tyrants like Hitler. Cops tase father trying to save his 3-year-old son from house fire. Meanwhile, they didn't go in to try to save the kid when they probably could have. What cannot be said about Iraq? Ron Paul has a big article about how it was a total fraud and a lie. That is just some of the news. Breeders' Cup attendees face TSA-style security.
You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
That's right. So don't criticize that or you'll be arrested. U.S. government may force doctors to accept Obamacare and Medicare patients eventually at gunpoint. That's right. The tide of thefts and cargo hijackings and cattle rustling is rising. Why is an epidemic of thievery sweeping America? Because we're in a depression, folks. Pro-life group, Texas abortionists killed live, already born babies. That's standard procedure. Yeah, they put them on the shelf to die. U.S. points out that only tyrants treat journalists as terrorists while doing the exact same thing. And if you criticize it, well, you're an extremist and have to be dealt with. Anthony Frieda, illustrator, is with us. We were getting into all these things that are happening. We were talking about the attack on free speech, talking about the left-right paradigm. In essence, you've got the floor. What do you want to say to the audience watching and listening out there about the state of our world? And you know, as a great artist, what would you say about folks rallying their art, even if it's stick figures, to go out and post posters in public, to go out and speak in public, to go out and really take the streets over, not just cyberspace, and turn loose the tide of liberty against these would-be censors? I think that's the answer, because they're so afraid of it, they know it's what can defeat them.
Well, that is the answer. And, you know, when I started in this game, it was kind of probably just me and David Dees doing liberty artwork. And I might have been one of the first guys to put drones in a piece of art. You know, that potent symbol of everything that's wrong with America. It's spying and illegal wars and just disgraceful, cowardly acts of war crimes. And it's all symbolizing that one image. This is the power of the image. So that use of imagery is very powerful. And now anybody who has Photoshop pretty much can do what I do. you know, if they have half a brain, they can figure out a way to make it interesting and make it compelling and make it ironic or sarcastic and get it up online and get these memes going. And this is exciting to me. It's the democratization of ideas and of imagery rather than this top-down media, which we've always lived with, where you couldn't respond. The only thing you could do is yell at the TV or, you know, get in a fight with your friend at the bar. And I'm interested in things that bring us together and make people think. You know, propaganda is designed to make people hate, either glorify the state and make you feel like you're a part of the reflected glory of the state, or demonize your enemy to make them less than human so they can be killed by soldiers. This is what imagery has always been used by the Chi-Coms, you know, totalitarian regimes, back all the way back to the Romans. You know, they had huge towers glorifying their
triumphs.
Yeah, towers and obelisks and whatever. But this is ancient lineage of archetypes of good and evil, and these are the two paradigms that we can use in the visual form to promote ideas, and we need to turn the whole thing on our head and its head and use this leverage we have as citizen journalists and social media. And it's a powerful tool, and it's being used, thank God, by millions of people all over the world, and it's having an effect. We saw it in Syria. We're seeing it happen, have actual real effect. And
there's a reason they take down memes off Facebook, Twitter that are just very simple, especially your artwork and others. And as you point out, 6, 7, 8 years ago, it was just you and David Dees putting out memes. Now everybody's doing it, and it's the new political graffiti like they had in Rome. And it's a rediscovery. You don't just put some gang symbol up and only the gangs do it and say it's my turf. It's taking back the real graffiti, the street art. I just admire, I just want to tell you this, I admire what you're doing. You are a trailblazer, a general in the fight of reigniting a real discussion, and that's why they're so scared of it. And if you can become an archetype and an example to others out there to realize the power they have, that's one of the final dominoes to fall, is people realizing, I mean, I'm not that skilled at what I do on many fronts, but I'm angry, I'm focused, it's real, it's effective. So even if you're not an incredibly, you know, gifted artist like yourself, I can go out with stuff I've done. I mean, I'll be honest, folks, I get obsessed with a little bit sometime, and go out with spray paint and put political stuff up in the middle of the night. Anyways, I don't have time to do it anymore. The point is, I can't help it. I've got to fight them on every front, and I've got to be out there where the cops could get me, because it's got to be real. I'm ranting now. Go ahead.
No, every front, you're right. And the visual front is a powerful one. And I mean, to have this leverage where you can get an image seen by millions of people, that's a powerful tool. It used to be the only people who could do that were, you know, the top-down media, the government, or Wolf Blitzer.
So give them the orders. I mean, give them the general. You tell all those artists out there that are sitting on their butts, what should they be doing right now?
You should take these ideas, and I know you're out there, and you're yelling at your friends, or you're in a bar, or you're yelling at the TV, and you're upset about these things. And let me tell you, I did too. I had a nickname. My friends started calling me Rantony, because for a while, I thought I was you. I would go out and start ranting about these things, and it's not everybody can be.
But that's because you're normal. A man is supposed to get mad about this.
You can pull it off. Most people, somehow you're able to do it. Most normal people like me, you know, I draw my pictures, whatever. We all have our own way of making it happen. We all can't be.
Well, if I see a New World Order billboard, I'm going up on it. I mean, I'm sick of these people.
Man, take it. The other thing is, you know, these surveillance cameras, maybe a little spray paint might be heading their way. I don't know.
Who knows?
These things can happen.
Scott fell down and hit their head.
You know, it's tragic, but these things happen. And listen, the other thing is, do it with humor. You know, it's like we can be too strident at some points, and that's what I appreciate about you. You do have humor. You use humor.
Well, plus I bring other people on. I think that's the secret, different angles.
Yeah. But it's like Oscar Wilde said, if you're going to tell people the truth, you better make them laugh or they'll kill you. And that's really the heart of, you know, what we're trying to do. We're trying to talk about serious issues and serious messages. But if you're just so didactic, it pushes people away.
I agree. Well, what makes you most mad? You know, the drugging of the kids, all the fraudulent wars, the funding Al-Qaeda?
Well, I think at the heart of it, part of what I do is an anti-war message. You know, that's what really drives me. And that's what I've heard you call a lot of things, but nobody ever calls you an anti-war activist. But that's what you are. I mean, by exposing these ideas of false flags and making people question the pretexts that bring us into these wars, you're, you know, maybe preventing some wars.
Sure, sure. You're supposed to just be a Ford Foundation fake left who really don't even do anything effectual. They totally have taken over the anti-war movement since the 60s. And again, I'm anti-aggressive, fraudulent war crime.
Yeah.
And that's what this is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want that going on in my name. I get physically sick when they start a new war and are blowing up buildings and killing men, women, and children because my tax money is going to do that. And then I'm between a rock and a hard place where I don't want to pay taxes, but I know they'll arrest me if I don't. Plus, I want to be able to have the political platform. But then I feel guilty when I send the money into the Federal Reserve because I know it's being sent to kill women, men, women, and children.
Yeah. Well, it's a matter. I see every issue now, the older I get, on a moral basis. It's not a political or a partisan basis. You know, is this morally the right thing we should do? I mean, should our resources be going to this war machine and this you know, surveillance state at home? These, you know, the police state and the war machine are $2 trillion arms of this fear-based psychology, this fear-based culture. I mean, we become a culture of cowards. We send drones instead of, you know, people to fight our wars. And we, you know, strip search little children. They say we are the ones who are afraid and paranoid. I think anybody who strip searches a little American girl, they're the ones who are scared. They're the ones who are paranoid.
I was about to say, they say I'm pushing fear. The globalists are bringing in the fear. I'm angry saying, let's get up and take action. And if some people get scared by that, I'm sorry, they're cowards.
Yeah.
I would be scared to not take action against this. I mean, that's where the real insanity is that people think groveling is going to protect them.
Well, they use fear. They always use fear. You know, every government in history has used fear, xenophobia, and you know, ratcheting that up and manipulating people's tribal instincts on a cultural level and the fear of the other to enact their policies, their agenda, whatever they are. And you're being manipulated. I mean, just like the way we were lied into Iraq. Every single pretext they used to send us into that war was a lie. Proven. And you were saying at the time, yet, you know, Wolf Blitzer and these, you know, other, you know, mainstream prostitutes were just so diligently reading the Pentagon talking points and reading the State Department talking points without any questioning, without any, you know, introspection or any journalism. They just read the things like they were the press secretary. And but that's changed. I think you don't see that as much anymore. You know, people question it more. And skepticism is good. You're not crazy to be a skeptic. You're smart. The people who believe everything that they're told, they're the ones who are gullible and skeptical. I mean,
oh, I wonder who did that to that billboard. I'd like to catch
them.
Yeah,
these things happen. I don't know. What is Colin Powell? He would never lie to us.
On Giuliani, we've got 9/11's an inside job. On General McChrystal, we've got Pat Tillman killed. And then on Colin Powell, we've got Yellowcake and Anthrax. And for those on radio, somebody did a bad thing to a billboard. That actually wasn't me in that case.
That's horrible. I'm really...
A little bird I know might have done it.
Well, images are powerful. Remember when Colin Powell held up that little vial of anthrax and that image of him going like this, holding that thing? That basically launched the war.
And now we take it back like you've done.
Yeah, that's right.
I like the love bombs because that's what I call Obama's love bombs.
Listen, you have inspired my work. That's one thing you inspired. You inspire a lot of stuff. And I hear you, and I just like, I want to create a visual counterpart.
But shouldn't they like the love bombs from the Peace Prize?
Well, they should. I mean, it's love. It's liberal and loving. And, you know.
What else have I inspired? I mean, just because I'm interested in it. The dinosaur one?
The dinosaur media, yeah. Absolutely. I think you've coined that term.
Oh, yeah.
And
now, a lot of it's Gerald, too, but most of it's out of your brain. That's why it's so original.
Well, I love working with, you know,
by the way, I see your stuff a lot, and then it inspires me for an angle on air, too. It's the same thing. It's like that. That's that great thing about creativity and collaboration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. And, yes, that whole feedback. Listen, we're all on the same page, and we're the good guys, the way I look at it. I mean, my God, the way people demonize you, it's insane to me. You're fighting for their liberties, too. You're fighting for, you know, peace. You're fighting to expose corruption. I mean, how could anybody have a problem with that? It's really bizarre to me because...
Well, it's because I do come off like a big redneck, you know, goblin or something, but that's my nickname around here, actually.
But you're not the one killing people. They are.
No, I agree. Listen, I'm a guy threatened by classical tyranny being set up around me and my family, and I feel guilty every day. I haven't fled.
But they're more angry at you than the people who are actually committing war crimes and actually taking the rights that they're supposed to be afforded as American citizens away from them.
They're more angry.
Well, they're angry at us, Anthony Frieda, because we're pointing out that things are bad, and they want to be lazy, and they don't want to hear about it. So, of course, they've got to say the messenger is the guy who's bad.
Yeah. Listen, I think the other thing I want to talk about is partisanship. I think is ripping this country apart. I mean, people just want to hate the other. It's the same idea that, you know, starts wars, where it's the other.
I admit I should be better with the authoritarian liberals and actually explain how they've been conning the culture they're in. Because I was mad at the Bush people, how like they were robots. But now with Obama, it's like three times the cult. Bush would have never gotten away with this, and it makes me mad. And then they're like, shut up, right-wing racist. And I'm just like, what are you talking about?
See, I know you're not a right-wing racist. That's hard to say.
Right-wing racist. Laskily Wabbit.
I know you're not, because I listened to you back in the Bush days, and you were extremely critical. And like I said, that's what gives you credibility to me, and I think people need this hypocrisy on both sides. Where was the right when Bush was taking all the rights away and launching these illegal wars and lying to us? You know? And now, all of a sudden, now when Obama does it, the left says it's
sure.
Okay.
Well, I happen to know that Edward Snowden, when I say something's off record, I can't say how I know, but I could say I know that. I happen to know that Snowden is a listener, not just a Ron Paul supporter, but, you know, just the way things work, even folks like that, so many times later, I end up meeting a famous person or talking to them, they go, yeah, I couldn't come on at first, but you woke me up. I had to come on later after the trial or after the, because you're so radical, my advisor said don't go on that show. No, we need to radicalize everybody because the globalists, they're the radical tyrants. We're actually not radical. So by them saying we're radical, we need to move the Overton window over where people get back to being radical libertarians, radical peace people, radical freedom folks, radical free speech, the radical good, radical. I mean, they've labeled normal instinct as radical. We have to say, yes, we're radical. I'm radically into love and freedom. You are radically into bootlicking. We'll be right back with Anthony Frieda and your phone calls and a lot more. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The truth is, we're at the same place the Germans were in about 1939, the same place the Russians were in the 30s as well. We got a giant tyranny. It's growing fast. Edward Snowden, I meant to cover his quote today. He said basically, America has been taken over by criminal interests that are trying to grow as fast as they can and basically enslave everyone. And that's what it is. If there's a list of tyranny, a list of bad things that happen in oppressive countries, our government is checking every box off until they grind through the paper with the pencil. I mean, they're just like grinding into it and like pouring black ink on it. They're creating new boxes to check off of just over the top, unbelievable tyranny. Microphones going up everywhere, calling them gunshot detectors. And then you go research and find out they're listening to everyone. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I'll tell you, Arizona took out their speed cameras because people just kept climbing up on the poles and smashing them with baseball bats. Only Arizona did that. And again, my issue is at a certain point when the government's totally criminal, it becomes criminal to not resist them. And we need to do everything we can short of violence to other people now to turn this around. Okay? And, you know, I'm not saying you should climb up at night on billboards that are promoting vaccines and say, you know, may kill you on it. I can't drive by a billboard that says that and then not literally wake up at 3 a.m. and not want to go drive out and do it. I just can't help it. I've got to physically fight them as well. Anthony, I mean, what's it like for you? You were kind of describing during the break that you get energized by the resistance. People think it's like work, too, to go out and create art against tyranny. I find it to be energizing.
No, it's not only that. It's a catharsis. You know, everybody feels these passions and you see this corruption and these outrages and you don't know what to do with that. You feel that anxiety and that anger and that rage, and you want to channel into something positive. And the way I can do it as an artist is to create these images and try to, you know, create a picture that is a starting point for a conversation about these things. And that's what I'm all about. But everybody has something they can do to channel that passion to something positive rather than negative and to make it about something other than just hating the other. You know, think about your enemy and think about how you can make them come to your side rather than just alienating them further from you and pushing them further away. That's what's interesting. You know, it's very easy to just say, you know, I hate you and push you away. It's a lot more difficult to try to create something that brings people together. Listen, we're all Americans. What is being a patriot? Is it saying I support the troops while you support a war that sends them into a meat grinder? I don't think so. It's about preserving the things that made this country great, that made us special. And now these ideas are being demonized. I mean, it's insane.
And by the way, America was special because you had more opportunity here and weren't born into a caste. It wasn't perfect, but better than all the rest. Folks from all the other countries will tell you that. Now we're becoming just like all those others. On an index of economic freedom, the U.S. isn't even in the top 10 now. We used to be number one. We're also number one in everything else. We were exceptional. We had some problems, and we let criminals come in and guilt us in to a new form of authoritarianism, not to get rid of our authoritarian tendencies that we already had, but to create something even worse. And I just thought of a great artwork. You could say support the troops and have, like, some pro-war guy pointing and show them being fed into a meat grinder.
Yeah. Well, that's good. See? I gotta take it. I mean, where's my notebook?
No, but you were just saying that. Yeah. That'd be good to...
No, but I love... And the other thing is kind of like, try to think outside the box. You know, don't think about just the left-right. Think about right-wrong. That's really the big picture.
I agree. Let's come back and take a few calls. Anthony Frieda, anthonyfrieda.com. And folks can go there and get prints, can't they? They certainly can. You can get them there. I mean, you never promote that. You give everything away for free. Folks can go buy your prints. We've gotten quite a few of them and have them adorning the walls of our terrorist compound. And be sure and go to InfoWarsLife.com. More of the great iodine came in. InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.